Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and with no respect of person, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. We live in the land of milk and honey. Here in our country, religious freedom is a right. We have the best schools, the best technology, the greatest military weaponry money can buy. Foreign students worldwide travel here to be educated in America. Compared to third world countries, we live in the lap of luxury. As Christians, we may have forgotten our citizenship is in heaven, not America. Is it possible Christians have forgotten they are enlisted in the army of the Lord? Spiritual warfare is hard and dirty. Who really wants to suffer pain, isolation, and persecution? Initially, the disciples ran from Jesus as he headed to the cross. Christians need a kind reminder we are in the army of the Lord. Consider this. Jesus spent much time preparing his disciples for a life in which they would follow in his footsteps. Jesus told the disciples he was to suffer, be rejected by the elders and chief priests, and be slain. Jesus said, "If any man would come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me." Our scripture lesson reminds us that we are to remember Jesus. What is it about Jesus are we to remember? After Jesus' ascension, the disciples learned quickly what it meant to take up the cross. After Pentecost, the apostles weren't able to forget Jesus. Our text is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation, a summons from God. We will discuss why God sends believers a summons to appear before him. Simply put, we need to be reminded of the warning Jesus gave to the multitude. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. What is God's response to those who claim to be disciples of Jesus but fail to daily follow him? The truth is, we all have our own cross to bear. Recall another hymn, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free?" No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Sometimes God must summon us because we are not following after Jesus as we should. Being summoned is one thing that sends pangs of fear up and down our spine. What messes up your day faster than a summons from the IRS? A summons only a few folks receive, and that's a summons from a Senate committee with subpoena power. Nominees for cabinet positions in the U.S. government are scrutinized by investigating authorities. Everybody should know, receiving a summons from the Attorney General or the Inspector General is a serious matter. A summons is an official document that tells somebody that he or she is being sued or investigated. It is a legal process that commands you to appear in court on a specific day and answer every complaint leveled against you. Apostle Paul knows about being summoned by God. If you recall, Saul, his name at the time, persecuted the Christians. God was displeased, to say the least. Even before that, Paul was complicit in the stoning of Stephen. Paul was on a roll. Saul carried himself like he had a death wish or was begging to be struck down by a bolt of lightning from heaven. Saul was summoned by Jesus when he was traveling to Damascus. It was a summons in the sense Paul was compelled to give an answer to Christ's complaint against him. God knows how to get your attention. Call it what you like, whether it was confrontation or a summons. Saul found himself confronted by Christ on his way to Damascus. Jesus asked, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Saul had provoked Christ by his attacks on the church. Trust me, God will summon you as he deems necessary. If God summons you to appear in his court, don't take the scenic route in getting to him. Make haste to get to God. Listen to him while there is still time. God is creator and judge. Does not God see everything going on in your life? Does not God know every thought, plan, and motive in your heart? Does God have good cause to summon you? You are duly ordered to appear before God Almighty, the judge of all creation. You are further ordered to make haste to the royal courthouse. I am the Lord your God. Upon arrival, your entire life will be carefully reviewed. Nothing is hidden from the Lord God who sees all. All works, thoughts, motives, emotions, and ambitions of your heart will be tested by fire. Signed, the righteous Almighty God. Many fear the day they will appear before God, but before the great judgment day, God will summon you in this life so that Jesus may say on judgment day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." God intervenes in our lives so that we can get spiritually right with him to keep us from falling away from the faith. Many will find on judgment day they are not entering into the kingdom. I'd rather have God summon me now so I can get right. By judgment day, it's too late and your eternal destiny is sealed. We need to know a summons from God is necessary so we can be led to or back to Christ in word and deed. A summons from God is like the red engine light in our cars. Get some oil in your car or blow your engine. Never ignore a summons from God. In our text, Paul pleads with the church to remember Jesus Christ and be living testimonies of the life of Christ so the world can know salvation. Paul's concern in this epistle was many Christians were backsliding. Many were being persecuted that led to their leaving the faith. Spiritual dullness had settled in the church. With many churches closed, many people suffering financial hardship, we should be concerned with how many Christians will backslide as a result of COVID-19. Is it any wonder we need to be summoned by God? If we truly examine ourselves, who can honestly say God has no cause to summon us? Know this, whenever God summons you, he wants to enrich your life. God is not like us who watch our loved ones walk away from the faith and do nothing. Three reasons God will summon you to appear before him. While we may initially fear being summoned, knowing who God is, knowing that he loves you, and knowing that he desires to spend eternity with you should hasten your desire to hear everything God has to say about your life today. First, God summons us to remind us of what kind of life Jesus lived. Being summoned by God is vital because we quickly see how close or far we are in daily walking with Jesus. God's summons is not about shaming us because of our shortcomings. Our summons hearing is about giving us a true indication whether our life is truly reflecting Jesus. When summoned by God, we realize how preoccupied we are with our agenda, and when Jesus is no longer our primary focus. Could it be we have relegated Jesus to the background of everything we do? When Jesus is not our Lord, then we have forgotten Jesus and will no doubt go astray. In such cases, God must act, and so he summons us to give an account of our spiritual life. When we are summoned, God is trying to save us from spiritual downfall that we bring on ourselves when we forget Jesus. When devotion is lost, our way to God is lost. At our summons hearing, our focus can shift back to Jesus. We have this promise: there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Second, God summons us to remind us suffering in this life is temporary and never compares to the glory we have in Jesus as we endure all things. When summoned by God, we are encouraged to stand strong when tough trials come. Suffering is a reality of life. Wherever you go, sin is present to wreak havoc in everything you do. We only need to remember Jesus in his suffering at the cross to know how drastic life can be for the saints. Suffering is not always linked to sinful choices or disobedience. Our summons hearing reminds us divine correction is a must. We must not grow weary when God disciplines us. When we are, it shows we truly belong to him. The Bible tells us, "Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." When summoned by God, we are rearmed to endure against any hardships that tears down our faith and confidence in God. In our summons hearing, we understand that suffering does not mean God's favor is lost. Paul says in another place, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." When summoned by God, we are reassured that nothing separates us from the love of God. Third, God summons us as a reminder we are to imitate Jesus in his life, message, and service. We are to take up our cross and follow Jesus. God aims to draw our attention back to Jesus. We lose perspective when consumed with the burdens of life. It is a challenge to raise families while keeping our eyes on Jesus. Many people have attended church for years on end without growing closer to Jesus. This happens because people are spiritually content with their relationship with Jesus as is. God uses divine summons to get us back on track. When we are summoned, God shows us how far we have gone off track. Divine summons opens our eyes to all the running to and fro that takes us nowhere in our walk with Jesus. We have forgotten we can only be like Jesus when we are yielded to him. God summons us to show we foolishly live in our own strength. In the hustle and bustle of life, we forget to give all cares and anxieties to God. In our summons hearing before God, the Holy Spirit reminds us of the words of Jesus: "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." In conclusion, a summons from God is simply God interacting with you in your daily walk. God aims to keep you spiritually relevant in your faith journey while imitating Jesus and being a living testimony on your way to glory in heaven. Being summoned by God is not a time to be fearful of the God of love, grace, mercy, and redemption. God does not summon us to scare us with hell and brimstone ultimatums. God aims to maintain his ownership of those Jesus died for. Did Jesus not die for you? When we are summoned by God, we are drawn closer to Jesus. We make mistakes, we are tempted, and we make bad choices. In a summons hearing, our shortcomings are exposed. God pleads with us to turn back to following after Jesus. The next time the Holy Spirit summons you in your thoughts, your meditations, in your conduct, you need not fear. We need to be summoned by God to hear the voice of Holy Scripture. Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. God bless you all.